and drinks, and we are spending the weekend in a big cabin. It's more like a house. The big and yellow wooden house with huge windows and white crochet curtains is hidden away in the forest. It is far away from the closest neighbor. The grass around the house is green and hasn't been cut for a while. Wildflowers grow here and there in the grass, and it makes it look like the lawn belongs to the forest. The house is paradise on earth, and I've come here every summer for as long as I can remember. It is a hot day, not warm like southern Europe, but hot in a pleasant and crisp way. The cabin is reflected in the quiet lake, the sun afloat bobs on the surface, and the forest holds its breath in anticipation. My body fills with expectation and happiness when I help unload the car. One of my favorite couples, Frederick and Sophia, are standing in the yellow 70s kitchen with its worn-out countertops and linoleum floors. It probably sounds strange to have an ideal couple, but they are always so genuine and including. Both of them are tall and beautiful, and it is almost like they have merged into one single person. They are so comfortable with each other, and they give me their undivided attention when they ask me how I am or how I am doing at work. They touch my arm and smile at me in a way that makes me warm and slightly embarrassed. I have always distanced myself from them because I am scared of how they make me feel and how my body seems to react when I am close to them. But now I am only being discreet, and I do my best not to force myself on them. They talk cheerfully as they put our groceries away, and I check so everything we will need for the weekend is there. I do it mostly to keep myself occupied while I check out David, who is putting the dry food away in a cupboard. He reaches for the top shelf, and I can see his abs when his t-shirt slides up. When this happens, I want to walk over to him and comb my fingers through the hair that grows from his belly button. He sees that I am staring at him, and he smiles at me. When he raises one of his eyebrows and gives me an amused and challenging look, my body reacts in an almost comical way. My knees wobble, and I can't stop myself from licking my lips. I look down at my shoes for a moment before my eyes wander back to him, from his fit ass to his cropped hair. My stomach fills up with butterflies when he looks at me again. I clench my jaws and salivate as if I was hungry. I want to eat him. There and then, I decide I will do just that. No more hesitation, I will stop being a coward, and I won't wait for him to take the initiative. I completely forgot about the plate in my hand, and as I stand there, staring at his tanned body, that I want to eat vanilla ice cream from, I promise myself to dare, at least for the weekend. I go for a walk to soak up the beauty of the forest once again. The silence, greatness, the birches, pine trees, and firs. The moss is taking over the forest floor. The marshes you have to look out for. The mosquitoes that bite me and take my blood. The untouched wilderness is so hard to find nowadays, but that exists here in this small spot that just looks like a romantic nature painting. I touch the trees with the palm of my hand as I pass them. I cut myself on some of the sharper tree trunks, but the connection that I feel makes my body bubble. The sound of the forest and the songbird follows me like a friend. I enjoy being lonely out here, and I embrace the solitude before I need to go back and join the party. I reach a creek and carefully walk down the rocks that lead down to it. I scoop up the clear and turquoise water in my hands and drink it. The water is cold and my hands go numb, but I keep them there. I don't want to pull them out of the beautiful water that has managed to get here from the mountain. I quickly pull my light summer dress over my head and step into the cold water. Standing there, I let my hands wander over the goosebumps covering my frozen body, and I feel my soft curves. My hands roam over my collarbones, my breasts, and my stomach before I reach my hairy pubic mound. There I stand, naked and free, and I move my hand back and forth over my clitoris. A thought has been growing in my mind lately, a theory about nature as a living mechanism, as an entity to worship. We would all be dead without nature. We all know that, but still, we don't live by that truth. What I feel now is a physical and robust need for nature, a desire to be close to nature. My body has started to react differently to nature lately. It is taken over by an ever-present horniness. I want to throw myself naked into nature, become one with the trees, the earth, and the grass. There is so much that I desire, and I don't know what it is I need. I only know that I will try to let go. Try to find the magic. And with the last movement of my hand and a sigh of relief,